Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of vision. Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Vision is something that is needed by every single person on the earth in order to have direction and purpose in their personal life. God wants you to enlarge your vision. He wants you to see in your heart or in your mind's eye the future, the way that God has designed it for you. Vision is not about seeing what you currently have or what you've done in the past. Vision is about the future. It is about seeing with your heart the things that God desires to bring to pass through your life. Do you have a vision for the future that goes beyond just getting through each day? God wants to enlarge your vision. He wants to enlarge your vision about who you are, about what you have, and about what you can accomplish in Him. Proverbs 23, verse 7 tells us, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." The way that a person thinks about themselves, sees themselves, is vital because it determines what that person becomes. Does your vision of yourself match God's vision of you? Most people fall short in the area of vision with regard to their own personal life. God wants you to understand how powerful you are in Him. In Christ, we can do all things. Through God, the impossible becomes absolutely possible. But it requires a person who believes God and who is willing to see the way God sees. God wants you to have His thoughts about yourself. God wants you to have His vision about yourself. God wants to enlarge your vision of who you are. David was a man who was able to receive God's vision about him. As a young boy, he was anointed by the prophet Samuel to become the king of Israel. He had no natural way of bringing that vision to pass. In reality, he was the youngest of eight sons in a family that was not outstanding in particular in their society. And yet this vision that he would someday become the king of Israel was planted in his heart at a young age as a teenage shepherd boy, and this vision became a compelling factor in his life. If you'll allow God to enlarge your vision of yourself, to see yourself the way God sees you and to see your future the way God has ordained and designed it to be, like David, you can go from watching the few sheep on the hillside to becoming a king in this world. God has a plan for you that is bigger, larger, greater than you have probably yet observed, seen, or believed for. Even a person who is a person of great vision will find as they walk progressively in their vision, in obedience to God and by faith in God, God will expand your vision. He'll enlarge your vision. But God wants you to allow Him and by His Spirit to enlarge your vision about yourself. David could see himself as the king of Israel. David could see himself as a giant killer. When he went and faced Goliath, he was still that teenage shepherd boy. He did not have in his hands the weapons of warfare that his opponent held. He had no javelin, no spear, no sword. And yet he saw himself as one able to kill that giant and take off his head. And as we know the story progressed, that's exactly what David did. But it began because he had a vision of himself that was greater than what he could see with his natural eyes. David didn't look like a giant killer to Saul or to any of the other soldiers that were there that day, but he became exactly what he saw himself as. He saw himself as the killer of that giant. And he also saw himself as the eventual king of Israel, and this also came to pass. God wants to enlarge your vision of who you are. God has great plans for you, regardless of how young or old you may be today, what you have done in the past, what education or lack of education may be, your reality this moment. God has a plan and a purpose and a vision for you, and he wants to enlarge your vision of you. God also wants to enlarge your vision and your understanding of what you have at your disposal. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 29, Jesus said, "For everyone who has will be given more, and he who does not have, it'll be taken away from him." To the casual observer, that particular verse may seem almost a cruel statement, that God's going to give to the person who already has and take away from the one who doesn't have anything. It doesn't sound compassionate, it sounds cruel, as I said, to the casual observer. But if you'll understand this very powerful scripture, you'll understand how God looks at things and at people. God looks to see who has taken what has been given to them and used it to the maximum capacity. The one who has been appreciative for what they have received and hasn't buried it, but has utilized it. Many people have a little and they are disappointed in their little, and they look at their little and they put it aside as if it had no value. And so they never reap anything in their life that brings increase because they were not willing to sow the little that they had. They weren't willing to sow effort or energy or a good attitude or faith and even prayers into their little. And yet God says the person who's faithful in a little will be given much more. And he also says that the person who has been given will be given more, and the person who doesn't have, even that'll be taken away from him. It has to do with the spiritual law of use. God wants us to use the thing that he's put into our hand, though it may seem of little value to you. If you're faithful in that, more will be entrusted to you. God wants you to enlarge your vision of what you already have at your disposal. And he watches and observes to see who is faithful with the little that they have been entrusted with. And then to that person, more is given. And the one who looks at it, oh, this is nothing, that's the person that God says, you don't have anything? Then I'll even take that away from you. You valued it as nothing? That will be taken from you. God wants you to enlarge your vision of what you have. Do you have a little bit of money? Then you pray earnestly and with faith and say, God, you've put this into my hand. Show me what God-given job this money is to have and begin to do with it as God would have you. And he always brings increase. That's God's way of doing things. He's a God of increase. It's the enemy that wants to rob you and steal from you. And if he can steal even valuing what has been placed in your hands, he'll do it. He'll rob you of your little by causing you to devalue it. Do you have a little bit of energy? Then use that for the glory of God. Do you have a little bit of time? Then use that for the purposes of God in your life. Don't waste it. Don't squander the little bit of time that you have on watching television or other vain activities. Take the little and say, God, how can I see this little as much? How can I use it the way you'd have me use it? Allow God to expand your vision of what you have. God is able then to increase it if you're faithful with that. God also wants to enlarge your vision of what you can accomplish in him. But with this vision comes responsibility. Winston Churchill once said, "The price of greatness is responsibility." God wants you to see yourself as able to accomplish much in the power of God inside of you, but you'll have to be responsible with what he entrusts to you. You'll have to be responsible with the vision he's given you. a couple who are from Southern California had a vision from God about starting a mercy ministry that involved taking a ship and filling it with medical supplies and needs for places overseas, and taking shipments, huge loads of equipment, donated equipment and food and medicines to overseas nations where children were literally dying for lack of the simplest antibiotics and simple nutrition. They had this vision. They were not equipped to do it. They didn't have any finances to do it. They did not know anything about boats. In fact, they owned an equestrian facility in Beverly Hills. They were not, you could say, schooled in maritime-related activities of any kind. And yet this vision would not let them rest. They began to take a hold of it and by faith step out in it. They believed God could enlarge what they were able to accomplish. God wants to enlarge your vision of what you can accomplish in Him by believing that it's Him that will do it. But you have to be responsible to do your part in it. This couple, by faith, stepped out. They bought an old, abandoned, unused, large ship that had been literally stripped of all of its equipment except for the rusting shell in a harbor on the Pacific Northwest. With this, they began to pray and believe God and invite people to assist them. And though there was much between the time of purchasing that ship, the simple vision they had, and the day that that ship actually set sail, they had to be responsible with that vision, with the steps they had to take themselves. But God was the fuel and the power behind the whole thing. But if you have a vision from God, you can accomplish a great thing. But you must be responsible for your part in it. That part includes obedience and steps of faith along the way. God wants to enlarge your vision of what you can accomplish.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.